they had matched with the person, talked to the person, gone on dates for weeks.
Oh, a long time.
Before they disclosed, just kidding, by the way, not only am I polyamorous, but I'm also married. Clap, clap. Are we ready? Oh, we're recording already.
Yeah. I clapped, clapped. But then I forgot my phone in the bathroom.
Nice.
Yeah. It is nice, isn't it? Nice.
I won't lie and say that I've never done it.
It happens to the best of us. It could happen to anybody.
Sometimes when we talk to each other, it gets recorded on camera.
And then sometimes we talk to each other and it doesn't.
Isn't that interesting about our life?
Yeah. Tell me. In what way? Or like the things we say sometimes get recorded and then things... Yeah.
Sometimes they don't.
What? Yeah, that's crazy.
I think it is.
I mean, like,
I for one am excited to have these conversations to look back on. I think that will be nice.
Oh, I think it'll be nice. I think, have we gone back and looked at any old content in a long time or like anything?
I try to avoid that when I can. What did we even
talk about in the first pod? That was like, I think this is like episode 39.
Talking about being child free.
Oh, was it that or polyamorous? Mm-hmm. No, because we did that on the last episode of Vaguely Therapeutic before we killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We killed it.
It doesn't exist anymore.
We're taking a really long hiatus.
A really long hiatus. Okay. Like a hiatus where...
It's a lot of production effort for content that's just like,
You know,
it's fine, you know?
It's fine. Yeah. It is fine.
But I was anticipating it would be easier to do when I was sold on the idea.
Yeah. I did kind of sell you on it, didn't I? We did a lot of work putting it into...
We did, yeah.
Yeah. I loved all the graphics and stuff you made for it. You have gotten so good at digital design and all that stuff.
Graphic design is my passion.
Yeah.
It's a joke. It's not actually.
I know. Okay. I know. I got the joke.
What are we talking about today?
Gosh, I don't even know. I think.
Oh, hold on. Wait. We should unpack this. I'm Mickey. That's Aaron.
Hello.
I remembered. Welcome to the pod.
It's the meds hard at work.
Yeah, it is.
I think this is the beach episode.
It is the beach episode.
I think this is the fuck off episode that everyone has been asking for. Uh-huh. That no one actually asked for.
No one asked for.
I guess every episode is kind of a fuck off episode if you think about it.
Yeah. We were talking the other day because we watch TikToks to wind down at the end of the night sometimes. Mostly I just show you the ones that I've already liked.
Yeah, we've learned that Mickey does really good when we watch anime. Because it forces you to watch the show.
It's specifically subtitled. Like, if we watch the dub, then I don't pay as much attention. But if we watch the sub, then I have to read the subtitles.
Between the translation and, like, the inflection and, like, the emotion and stuff, like, it just...
It's not quite the same.
Doesn't sound... It's not right.
It's not right.
It's not...
I don't think it's the way that it was meant to be
understood. There's very few shows... Like, some shows, like, I watched as a kid and stuff, or, like, younger, I'll watch dubbed. But, like, it just...
It feels like you lose something in turning it into English.
It's just not the same.
And some of the cultural context, too, is, like, totally, that doesn't quite come across.
Totally agree. I know there's, like, purists about it, too, either which way. I think it's, like, a thing people get up in arms about. But... Yeah,
for us, it makes sense.
It's just better that way.
But no, when I have to read the subtitles, I do feel like I genuinely do a better job.
Yeah, I think it helps you like power down a little bit.
I think it helps too. Well, because it's a singular focus.
You can't be on your phone and listening and paying attention.
I'm not multitasking then.
Yeah.
But we watch TikTok sometimes to wind down at the end of the night. And one of the trends that has been coming up a lot lately is the which one of these reminds you of your girlfriend.
Our favorite.
So we thought we would share some of those with you today.
Am I the girlfriend or are you the girlfriend?
Both.
Yes.
That's the thing. That's kind of the funny part about this is it started as me being like, okay, which one, like you pick, you know?
But really now I'm like, you pick me.
Now we both do it. And also we are terrible at just picking one.
Oh, we never just pick one. We can try and we'll try and pick one, but then really what happens is we pick one and they're like, well, actually when you do this, you're like this.
It's all of them. Yes. Yeah. So we thought we would share that with you today. Also in looking through my phone, I just realized that there was a couple of TikToks in here that are really funny that I just want.
Saved to your phone?
Yes. That I just want to share with the pod.
So really it's like a TikTok episode.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a
come hang out with us and watch TikToks. Come look
at our TikTok likes.
Yeah.
Okay, the first one that we're going to talk about, though, is one of these, which one of these reminds you of your girlfriend, and it's which Kirby reminds you of your girlfriend.
Oh, I love this. Okay,
so you go first. I'm going to show it to you, and then you tell me which one reminds you
and we'll put it up.
Of me.
Okay. It's so sweet. Oh, so am I just picking one, or?
I think we should do it the way we normally do, where we just, like, which one is which mood.
Okay, you are mostly, oh, God, you're all of them. You haven't seen them yet? Okay, I'm going to pick one.
I mean, I have, but like it was a while ago.
The one that's most you.
Okay.
Oh, God. You're all of them. You're everything.
See, this is what you can't pick.
You are, what is it?
Let me see.
You are grace. You are.
You are beauty.
You are
grace. I am Miss United States.
Miss United States. Okay, you are mostly.
Just.
Okay. There's a lot of pressure. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Number 6. Okay.
I'm mostly number 6?
Yeah.
That's so rude.
No, it's not.
It's kind of true. Okay.
It's like multifaceted. Which one am I? Yeah, it's going to be... it's always normally an eating one. It's normally an eating one.
I was going to say number 8, but also number 5.
Okay, which one's number 5? Okay. Number 8? Yeah, yes. 8 or 5. Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
You are definitely one, like, first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You're number 2, like when you're having a bit of a mentee bee.
Yeah.
Number 3 is you all the time.
Number 3 is me.
Number 4 is you for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you sleep for like a grand total of 5 minutes every day.
I don't sleep.
6 is when your computer isn't working the way you want it to, or any piece of technology isn't working the way you want it to. 7 is like you when you get home from work.
Yeah.
And 9 is you when I get the zoomies before we go to bed.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
Hand it over.
Yeah.
Okay, so one is when you're what is one? Actually, you're pretty one. You're one kind of a lot, or like when you're hyper focused on something or excited.
Yeah, that's fair. Wait, let me see number 1 again.
That one.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
2, actually, kind of 2 a lot. 2.
2 is kind of lizard time me.
Yeah. 2 is lizard. I think that's 3. Oh, any food? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
is
me it, most
is
of the
Kirby
time.
Eating?
It looks like a hash brown or something.
It does, or like a little potato. It looks like a whole potato.
Yeah.
Number 4 is definitely you.
Sleepy boy.
Without a doubt. Number 5? I don't know. What is Kirby wearing? Like a shark thing?
It looks like a silly little hat. I took 5 to be like Kirby being a silly little goose.
Oh, that's you right before bed.
Yeah.
That is definitely you before bed. 6 is when your stuff isn't working and you're in your office. Is 6 like an angry one? I wish I could see
Kirby's
it more.
I think Kirby's angry, yeah.
Oh, I thought I pictured it as like jamming out, like singing.
Oh.
Yeah, I pictured 6 as singing.
Okay, that's really cute, actually.
7 is you when dealing with like ads or dealing with people or like, oh.
Oh, yeah, yes. Definitely.
8, yeah, a good cup of noodles.
Yes, I love a good soup.
8
yeah.
is like when you're having an appropriate work-life balance and you're eating finally at the end of the day to signify that you're done.
Yes.
When are you 9? 9 you are,
I feel like when I think too hard about the universe, that's number 9. I have another one too.
Of those? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would.
This one we've already watched. It says, which ditch reminds you of your girlfriend?
Which ditch?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We did. Yes, I do vaguely remember this one.
I would say mostly you're number 5.
Okay.
But number 9 is a close runner-up.
Is 5. Oh, okay. But number 9 is a close.
Yeah.
It's always a food one.
Because you're a hot dog boy.
I am a hot dog. That's a good looking hot dog. I love drawn hot dogs.
Yeah, I know. They look so much better than they actually are.
Good. Yes. Oh, my God.
Agreed. I'm curious what our audience thinks, which one I am.
Yeah.
Like, if your
which
perception
one are you guys?
Of me.
Yeah, what do you guys think? I'm not going to say, yeah, what do you think?
Like, I'm curious which ones you guys would pick for me and Aaron based on, like, your guys' impression of us.
Tell us which one. So, like, this would be, like, Stitch number 5.
Yeah.
Or
you're, like, really having a hard time
I know.
With
I'm,
this.
Like, thinking so hard about these.
I know.
These.
Why?
Normally, I can
when
just fucking rapid
fire. When
watch
them at nighttime, yeah, you just, like.
I just have silly, goofy zoomies. Goodness. Oh, you're kind of 4 sometimes.
You see?
Oh, I feel like you're mostly. Gosh, it depends on if you have your medicines or not.
I feel like you're thinking 6. Too hard about
I feel
it.
I like you're 6.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Definitely I am 4, though. Again,
you're
sleepy
4.
Boy.
Sleepy. Yeah, most of the time, like, the theme is like, I'm eating, you're sleepy.
I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
One is so sad. One is after you watch the otters TikTok.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it definitely is.
2 is when you're having to deal with admin and, like.
Yeah, when I have to use spreadsheets.
Yes, and do the things you hate doing.
Ew. And emails.
Ugh.
The bane of my existence.
I love those ones.
I do too. Okay, this one made me laugh for 55 fucking minutes. We watched this at home.
That's so specific.
I have officially found one of my new favorite meals. This is a creamy lemon chicken with yonkies.
Oh, the yonkies.
Oh my God, it's so
good. I don't think they have to have heard yoki, right? God. Gnocchi.
There's nothing wrong with mispronouncing words. Like, it's morally neutral and fine. But something being mispronounced as Yonkies is true.
I think it always cracks me up, too, when
the funniest thing.
But also, it's like giving the, like, aioli.
Yes!
And... But also, too, then, like, immediately when I hear that, like, Giada comes to mind.
Yes.
Like, just, like...
But you can say gnocchi without, like...
Gnocchi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without sounding like a little... Italian Yonkies. Weirdo. Yonkies is hilarious.
The comments on those are so good. What is that, like,
I know,
the New York Yonkies?
Yeah. Hold on, pause. Yeah, the New York Yonkies. As the French say, sous la vue. Yeah, Yonkies with cacio e pepe.
Yes, no, it's the same energy. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I also have this one, though, because we talked about, like, which vibes we bring to the function. This
oh,
is like,
these are my favorite. Okay, these yes. I love.
This one.
Which one is this?
David and Alexis.
Oh, yes.
It's yeah. literally us.
But then except also, but I was like, yeah, here comes.
You're
here
Alexis,
comes.
Though.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Honestly, whatever. Whatever.
I am
it's
100%
true.
David, and you are 100% yeah, Alexis.
That's accurate.
But
also your mannerisms sometimes too. Honestly,
yeah.
Line.
Yeah. The other one.
Did you scroll through all of them?
Most of them. Yeah.
Oh, I just forgot. I'm like, oh, as if you can see it or not. But like, I forget that I will do it with movie magic.
Yes.
Later. Yeah. Yeah.
This other one, the other like vibe we bring to the function.
Is it? Oh fuck! Fuck! It's so true.
Yes. You are definitely Danny DeVito.
Oh,
you are
yes.
definitely Frank.
Also, will you just mute it real quick? Just because.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't be. I'm Danny DeVito?
Yes. Come on. You are definitely the trash man.
Yeah, I am the trash man. I'm a trash compactor with food and
yes.
with. I'm just, yeah. just get in the ring and I just start throwing garbage.
It's so funny.
God, isn't there another one? There's like another. It's like the stick figures or the like the characters from the Muppets or something or
the Muppets.
Yeah, like the one with the crazy hair. The oh and blue bear oh, and the big blue house.
Oh,
that one.
Yes. Yeah. Hold on, let me look through my list really quick.
Who are we at Bear and the Big Blue House? Which one's who?
I feel like I'm Big Bear and you're the mouse.
I am probably the mouse. Because isn't the mouse like kind of strung out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone
Big
said
Bear
that I
vibing.
Have the energy of a ferret?
Yes.
I remind them of a ferret.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's inaccurate.
I don't think it's inaccurate either.
Except I don't shit everywhere. But otherwise, like
yes.
pretty on spot on.
It's so hard not being able to show you guys the ones with music.
Oh, I know.
Because some of their... Oh, also, if you guys aren't on Shroin TikTok...
Oh, we have a lot of Shroins.
I don't know what
a
you're up to.
A lot of
Yeah, we have like 450 Shroins.
Yeah, I don't know what they're used for, but we have them.
We have so many, though. And we just keep getting awarded them.
Just for showing up.
Yeah.
Just
and
for
I'm
existing.
So proud of us for that. We watch a lot of TikToks.
You watch a lot of TikToks.
You watch them, too.
Yeah, but you curate them, so
you
which
sit
means
and
you
watch
actually...
Them too.
Which means that you actually...
You sit and watch them, too.
Actually, that means that you watch the TikTok more because you're curating.
Sure. Sure.
If I set this here, will it become a hat? Or will it?
We can't show you guys the music.
Oh, shit.
The lyrics are like, bad bitch with a baddie friend.
That's yeah. I'm the mouse. Fuck,
you're the mouse
man.
For
Fuck.
Sure. Look at this face. Look at the bear. Tell me that's not me. Look at that.
Yeah, it's you. It's you. You're so right.
I look,
when you're
look
right,
at his
you're
silly
right.
little smile. He's just a
not
silly,
a care in the world.
He's just a silly big old guy.
Oh, man, I'm fucking.
Yeah, absolutely
oh,
you are.
Shit.
Oh, I love them. Oh. Bear and Tutter is what their names are. Oh, also this one.
His name is not Tutters.
That's what it says.
Was
in
his
the
name
caption,
Tutters?
Bear and Tutter.
Were you a Disney kid growing up or were you a Nickelodeon kid?
Disney kid.
Or Cartoon Network, I guess.
I watched Disney Channel a lot more.
Oh, that's so funny. The thing about which channel your shows were
oh,
on.
Oh, yes. Mine were 35 and 37.
No, I was it was like 290 to 300.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
yeah.
You guys had fancy TV, though.
We didn't have fancy TV. We just had...
We had public access middle, TV for a while, and then we finally got
my grandma's.
Cable.
We had yeah
yeah.
You used to watch oh
I did watch a good bit of PBS.
That picture of Miss Frizzle on the bench. Can we find that?
Yes.
Miss Frizzle on the bench press. Miss Frizzle was juiced.
Okay, hold on. But also this one, yeah, the Muppets.
Oh, yes. This is the one I was talking about.
Yes.
Yes. Who's who, though? Who's who? Be fucking for real.
I feel like I'm the red-haired one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought I was getting to be... Yeah. I think so.
Look at him.
We're open to...
Look at him.
Yeah, you are the red-haired one. You got way more drip.
Yeah.
I think we're also open to interpretation. So if you have a better interpretation of who you think we are, then I'll please do share.
Yes. All right, let me find the Miss Frizzle one. You guys can't listen to that music. But this says, narrow grip, no arched back, and benching 485 pounds raw. Mrs. Frizzle is on the juice. Which is so funny, but also not wrong. Like, that is a strong ass woman.
I mean, interplanetary. I think.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm having it. Wasn't there a Magic School Bus game, or there's like a game growing up where you would, fuck, man, you would get on a bus and you would travel to different time periods.
And maybe that's literally the Magic School Bus.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to put it more in the middle.
No, you did great.
I also wanted to show you some of these TikToks about polyamory.
Oh, okay.
That I have been saving for such a day as this.
This is the perfect day to share on a TikTok related episode.
It is.
Do you think I'll have thoughts and opinions and feelings about it?
Probably.
Oh goodness. I can't wait.
Does polyamory ruin mono relationships?
I don't think polyamory ruins relationships, but it sure does shine a big light on them. Almost every single time when someone says that trying polyamory ruined their monogamous relationship, one of two things happened. Either the couple figured out that they wanted vastly different things from relationships and couldn't do that for each other, or someone revealed that they had been a terrible asshole the entire time. Either way, it feels a little weird to say that polyamory was the thing that ruined the relationship. But hey, maybe that's just semantics. So sure, polyamory could ruin your relationship if you are not polyamorous, or if someone involved just really sucks. And as much as it hurts, it's probably a good thing that that relationship ended. Whether you discovered you were very polyamorous or very monogamous, you're now free to seek out relationships with people who feel the same way.
What are your thoughts about this?
So this is
kind of a controversial take.
So I guess help me just make sure so I'm locked in.
Yeah.
So the premise being, or the, we're saying that polyamory ruined an already established monogamous relationship.
That's what people say a lot of times. Yeah, it's like polyamory ruined my relationship.
Okay, so like they're saying.
So this man
is
saying when people will go, oh, polyamory ruined my relationship. What they're actually saying is that polyamory just shined a big light on problems that already existed in your relationship.
Which agree, obviously.
It's not polyamory's fault.
I think, I just want to make sure I'm understanding this first before I speak on it. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
So what it's saying is like. So then these people, and my impression is then, I'm probably thinking way too far.
I know,
this.
You're really thinking I'm very like, hard
I'm
like about stuff.
I'm analytical. I think this is our third pod in a row. I'm doing really good. I'm a little trooper.
Oh, you aren't being a trooper.
I am a trooper. But I think, so like, then the people weren't actually polyamorous, or like maybe poly, you know, it's like giving that thing when people are like, oh, I think we should incorporate a third person or something. Or, so I'm curious, ruin their mono relationship. I think I agree with all of that though. Like,
I feel like I do to an extent.
Yeah, to an extent. Because I feel like for us, we had a lot of stuff that we... And he's saying the other thing is like someone was being a giant jerk to the other person.
Basically, so what they're saying is that polyamory doesn't ruin relationships. Polyamory shines a light on problems that already exist in your relationships. Yeah. And most times when people say that polyamory ruined their relationship, what they really mean is that A, either being or opening their relationship to polyamory...
Yeah.
Exposed that one person is polyamorous and one person is monogamous, and that they want different things, and so that's why their relationship fell apart, because they want different things, or that somebody was a giant asshole the whole time
while they were polyamorous.
No.
Oh,
this whole
time, the whole time they were in relationship,
and being polyamorous shed light on. Yeah, on the fact that they are like either selfish or bad with boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
Or that like, you know, they probably would have cheated on you.
Oh God.
Or
like not
they,
being a good partner kind of thing.
Yes, yeah.
Anyways.
Polyamory basically was like an excuse to say that like, oh, I don't have to like abide by your boundaries or like give you all of my attention or whatever.
Yeah.
Because like we're polyamorous and so it's fine. And like really that person is just an asshole who's not behaving ethically. It's not polyamory's fault.
This is always such an interesting, or it's like a hard thing, I think, to like, because it's kind of slippery in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously everyone's different and stuff too.
No,
also I wonder too if like those are the same people who are like using it as an excuse to try and like like resuscitate a like dying relationship too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what are your thoughts on it? Can I get some like? I'm having a trouble.
I feel like you're not going to tell me what your opinion is until I tell you mine.
We do that. I have. Yeah. No, my opinion is I think it does shine a light on things. A lot of time for people, and so I think it makes. I think it's weird to like blame being polyamorous.
Yes.
Because also I think it's that thing too where people don't realize. I think people see. I don't think media does a really great job. I mean, clearly not.
Of representing
like the work and stuff that actually go. I mean, like look at Couple to Thruple.
Yes.
Like it's not just like fucking threesomes and group sex and yeah. like all. No. Like I don't think people really, and we know people ourselves that like, I don't think really actually, I got, at least in our experience.
Say it.
Most people I don't think actually do a really great job being polyamorous.
Yeah.
Like I think, and also too, I know this is going to be kind of maybe a hot take, but like, generally, I see, at least in my experience, mm-hmm. And just this is just my own opinion.
Sure.
That like men tend to do worse with polyamory.
Yeah.
They almost like I feel like a lot of times they view it as like almost like a hall pass.
Yeah.
Instead of like actually being in relationships with people.
Uh-huh.
And I think so. Like yeah, like that's probably gonna ruin your relationship.
Yes,
but,
exactly.
Like, also, that person probably didn't review your relationship in the same way that you did as well.
It's literally what this man is saying.
Yeah. So like, I think that's the shedding the light thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what it sounds like to me is like, we're using this thing to blame.
Yes.
What would have actually like not, it's like using, it's like, we're like blaming the effect and not like the yes. root cause. Yes. Like
we're
what
blaming
actually,
a symptom.
Yeah. When
actually it's like the real root cause yeah. of the problem.
What are you picking up on this? What are you laying down?
I agree with this to an extent.
Okay.
Because I think that that's true. And also in relationships where like, you know, especially like in cishet relationships
yeah.
where the cis man views their partner as like an object or
yes, of course.
As like, it's like the thing the where like, I like you because you slot into my life really well. Like, and because you provide me with services.
Yes.
Yeah. You clean the house, you take care of our kids.
You do things for me.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That like when those people's relationships are ruined after opening up to polyamory, it's yeah. not because polyamory is inherently bad.
No.
But because your partner didn't view you with respect to begin with.
Yeah.
And so now them spending even less time with you or like divvying up their affection amongst other people
yes.
has like really shined a light on the fact that your partner like ultimately views polyamory as a way to gain even more
yeah.
service from other people. And it's not really about like them loving you. Like that is not polyamory's fault. That's like
no,
your
yes.
partner being rude. Also, your nipple is about to be out, just oh so God. You know.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good save. I almost had a...
And a nip slip.
Yeah.
The only thing, though, that I don't necessarily agree with about this is, like, the reductive nature that it's being presented in. Because I think polyamory does very
from
much not work
from...
with... From him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think some polyamory does very much not work for some people.
Oh, yeah. It'd
be and like... it's also not necessarily reflective of, like, your relationship being bad from the outset.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So much as it is that, like, polyamory is just not for everybody. And it is possible to have a relationship, like, I don't know, ruined, I guess, by polyamory... That isn't one of these two scenarios,
yes.
I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, also, that, I just am kind of annoyed yeah. by, like, the very simplistic
attitude. It'd be like the, oh, everyone it. Should be queer kind of a thing. Or, like,
yeah.
like of course it's not going to work for everyone. And also, like,
yes.
we view relationships differently.
Yes.
It's like, of course.
Well, also, like, just simply because not everybody's queer.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Like, it just...
The thing about it, I guess, that kind of irritates me is that sometimes within the polyamory community, there's this attitude of, like, we are so much better than monogamous
no,
people.
No.
And, like, no,
after,
that's not true.
After meeting a handful, I can tell you yeah. very much not the case.
No. And, like,
just as
obviously
as the
it
rest
does.
Of
yeah, yeah, it does create, I think, a greater need for communication
yeah.
and boundaries work and all that stuff. But it doesn't make you an inherently better person or
no.
a better partner. And those relationships are not more, like... mature than
absolutely.
Monogamous relationships. Like that's really annoying.
Yeah. Because also too, in my experience, most of the time people doing polyamory and stuff too are just like either not addressing it. Like they're still.
Yes.
Like
they're still humans.
Will always have stuff to work on
yes.
and like things that are
very
lacking.
Much
and
so.
Really, yeah.
I think so too.
I think really too, to like blame it on a relationship style too is like.
So rude.
Because also too, I don't think people realize how much energy is required like in
and yeah.
like those NRE phases and stuff too
yeah.
to like
yeah.
still show up and be there for your primary partners
mm-hmm.
and you're like even if you're not like your other previously established relationships
yeah
and so it's like also too I think people don't realize how much jealousy and like envy and stuff affects
yeah yeah well, and that we're like carrying around too sometimes
yeah.
without noticing
oh yeah definitely without a
it,
doubt
you know?
I think also too like you can that thing where they talk about like new relationships and stuff and like you can like play pretend for a couple months.
Yes.
Yes. Like you can only be the cool, the cool person for so long in a relationship before that's going to start kind of like
things start to fall apart.
Yeah. It's like the thing we talk about, like the ego versus like what will actually sustain you through a relationship.
Yes.
And like if you're not doing it, like it's the same thing with anything. Like if you're not doing it for the right reasons or your heart's not in it.
Yeah.
Like, of course it's going to feel like, oh, this is the thing that like ruined it.
Yeah. You know, exactly. When
like in reality, like that might have not.
Yeah, there might have been a whole bunch of other things that related to that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
We're polyamorous. We are definitely trying to start a family.
We're polyamorous. Why have a baby when somebody else in the polycule already has a kid? We're polyamorous. My child has 6 adult caretakers.
We're polyamorous. Is this a quad?
A quint? A sext? We don't know either.
We're polyamorous. We always unlock a new character.
We're polyamorous. What do you mean you don't kiss all your friends?
We're polyamorous. The testing center already knows us by name.
Monogamy in this economy.
In this economy?
What do you mean I can't be in 2 throubles at once?
We're polyamorous. We're collecting partners with different skills so we can survive.
Smart, yeah.
I'm not dating any of them, but I am fucking all of them.
We're polyamorous. We get jealous and turned on at the same time.
We're polyamorous. Their closet is our closet.
We're polyamorous. We're going to explain the difference between polyamory and polygamy.
Every time this happens, though, I can't, and this is the hating ass part of me.
What?
Every time I'm like, where the fuck are all of you? Like, these people don't exist. Like, these aren't actually real people. Like,
I know.
I'm like, I don't know.
You guys have a polycule with like 7 people in it?
That doesn't happen. As like, as a polyamorous person, like
it does too.
I'm like, no, that doesn't exist. Like that's physically impossible.
I like am like continually flabbergasted by like just how did you find this many people?
No, literally every time I'm like, no, that's not a possibility. Like,
I know
this is actually out of the realms of like.
I wonder if it's because we live in a smaller city.
They must be holding on to infinity stones or something, or like there's some.
They won the lottery
power.
Sometime. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm not jealous or envious.
Them.
I don't care.
No, definitely
I'm so
not.
Cool.
You're so cool, and chill.
But no, I think that's funny, especially like the lifestyle comments and stuff too. And like,
yeah,
like that. It's like the same thing you get when, or like,
yeah, when people tell you that they like the hate the sin but not the sinner.
Yes.
Thing. Like okay.
Thanks. Also, it doesn't make it just. We always go back to this too. It's just like it's the same thing as dating.
It is. Like that. Well, I mean, it's not exactly, but I see, not, like, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, like, it's the same thing as dating multiple people. Like,
yes.
People do it all the time.
It's really not all that different.
You just lie about it.
Yes, it's really not all that different from the way that people approach dating in, like, the early phases of finding a partner. It's just that, like, we keep doing that. And we're just, like, you know, honest, like, open about
it. Honest to God, though, for real, the economy, like...
I know.
Yeah.
Buying a house with, like, a polycule would be so much more affordable.
Oh, my God, everything.
Or, like, buying property.
Yeah.
Anything? I'm like, you know,
how else are you
one of our friends was talking to me about buying property the other day, like just out in like the middle of nowhere kind of a thing. And I was like, I don't know. That sounds kind of fun. Like, I'm not opposed to that idea.
It depends how long the drive is. I'm a pavement princess. I need to be pampered.
Okay. But if we both worked from home,
well,
then that's different.
Couldn't be me. Well, you bring it up with that friend then because I also think there's so many things to think about. Anyways, I'm happy for them, you know? I'm happy for them. Good for them for having...
No, sure.
Being able to find that many cool, like-minded people in the same city. And I'm sure they fight. That's what I always remind myself.
No, of course they do.
They have fights. They have beef. They have beef with each other.
And also, like, a wicked fucking strict Google Calendar also.
God damn, that thing must be full.
Yeah.
And can like, you even imagine?
There must be a lot of conversations about shared time and attention.
My thing with polyamory, too, is like, where do you find the time? How?
I wonder about that all the time.
Like,
I am barely holding it down.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is like really a lot to balance.
I like sometimes can barely keep my head above water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all are dating multiple, several people.
How?
Like, how are you creating income?
When you get to a certain point with that many people in the polycule who are actively involved with each other, that like you have to live together. Because
I don't know
how you would have time. I mean, like, we wouldn't because we're really busy with work, but I'm sure maybe other people would if you didn't have, like, 4 jobs. Maybe that probably would be better.
What's that like?
I know. But also, too, we say that, but then I think if we had more free time, we would be bored out of our minds.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
We're bad with idling.
We love the simultaneous, the dichotomy of, you know, start your own business so you can work
24/7 instead of 9 to 5.
Yeah. Then we're like, I don't understand. People just... like, what are they doing with their time?
I know.
Why would you not want to be working all the time?
Literally. What's wrong with us?
Don't you want your gold star at the end of the tunnel?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you going to get your blue ribbon at the end of life that nobody hands out? Yeah, start over.
I have a $1 trillion idea for anyone who can make this happen. It's a dating app for people who are not polyamorous, where if you're polyamorous, you're not allowed to match with me. And if you do... and then tell me after like 2 days of talking that you're polyamorous and it's like partnered, you go to jail.
That's fair.
You hear the cell bars clink. So that you stop fucking doing that.
I feel like why would you not have that up front and in your dating profile?
I know.
Also, people like that fucking ruin it for everyone else.
Yes.
Then it's like, oh, now you've put up a horrible, awful,
a terrible reputation.
Yes, you're just honoring polyamorous family.
Literally. And can we talk about how wild that is?
Which because part?
The not telling people that you're polyamorous until that's you've so been talking for a couple of days.
That's so fucked up.
Why would you do that?
That's like. The worst Love Is Blind experience. That'd be like going on Love Is Blind and then just not telling them until you're married. Like, can you even imagine?
No. But also, like, I just don't understand the desire to not be transparent about
that. Also, that's so lying. Like, that's lying. That's not like, oh, you didn't ask, or that's like omitting the truth. Like, no, that's lying. Like, that's a general... That'd be like...
genuinely.
Like, also, you're just fucking with people's...
yes.
Wasting their time.
That's the thing that's irritating to me, too, is that, like, I don't want to date somebody who isn't okay with me being polyamorous because...
literally.
That's, like, a big part of my life. And also, like, I want to be in relationship with people. Like, if I'm choosing to match with somebody on a dating app, it's because I... like potentially see some kind of future happening there, you know?
Also, if you're just like doing the one night stand thing or whatever and like, or like looking to just have sex or whatever, like,
sure,
okay, sure, fine, I guess I get it. But like also still, no, actually I don't get it still because that's still shitty to lie about like potentially like.
I feel like there's like really no harm in being like polyamorous, but like looking for, you know, one night stand, no strings attached kind of a thing. Yes. Like you can be clear about both of those things.
Yeah, I also too just don't respect the like, because also too the like, oh, we're polyamorous but we just don't talk about it,
weird,
like that's a red flag. Like that makes me think like, oh, someone's like not,
I
someone's
feel like
not being truthful.
Yes, I feel like this is actually kind of a conversation we've been like, you know, half having for a while.
Oh, okay,
because we've gotten questions before about polyamory and like when people use polyamory as an excuse to just cheat on their partner.
Yeah.
Basically it's like a real problem and I feel like this is kind of that.
I didn't realize that was a thing. Like,
yeah,
I can't imagine.
I just don't like this kind of gives that vibe of like if you're putting in your dating profile just like normal stuff about you and you're not disclosing that you're polyamorous, like why are you cheating on your partner? Or like are you guys in a situation where like you're allowed to be polyamorous but the other person's not allowed?
Also, you're not allowed? Like
no, exactly.
Like also why?
That's
also
weird.
What are you doing? Like you know what I'm saying? Like
it feels like you're looking for a hall pass mostly.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Like, I don't like
just,
it.
And also just is such a bad look then, because anytime someone comes across someone that's like polyamorous or whatever, like...
then they're like, ew, you're a liar.
Yes.
I'm like, no, not all of us are liars.
I just don't understand. It doesn't make sense.
I just also don't understand, like, I don't have the energy to be lying about that.
No, I know. Like,
you know?
And I think that's like the thing too, like people like serially date and like treat it as like a hobby. Almost, you know?
Oh, that's exhausting.
Like, I just don't understand. Because also, like, then you're not, like, treating people as people, kind of.
It kind of feels that way sometimes.
At least from my perspective. Like, it just feels like...
dating apps are very dehumanizing.
Already as it is. They don't need... like, people don't need any help.
I know.
Also, too, it doesn't help that, like, dating apps are, like, built to, like, keep you coming back.
Yes,
and,
like, dating apps are designed
successful
to make you keep paying for their services.
But, like, I just, like, why would you lie? Or, like, also, too, like, what a horrible way. Because even if you do stay in a relationship with this person, like, what a horrible way to start a relationship is, like, lying about something that's, like, actually a big deal.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's also just, like, deceitful.
For, like, for what?
Yes.
Like, why are you lying to this person you already don't even know?
I don't understand that. When I don't think we had, like, officially opened our relationship yet. But there was a person that you and I both knew that we're not friends with anymore because, as it turns out, they're deceitful to lots of people. I remember a situation like that where, like, you know, them and their partner had opened their relationship and they were on dating apps Well, yeah, that was the other thing, is that one partner was allowed and the other partner was not. But they...
Also again, allowed. Yeah.
They had matched with the person, talked to the person, gone on dates for weeks.
Oh, a long time.
Before they disclosed, just kidding, by the way, not only am I polyamorous, but I'm also married.
Yeah.
So...
Sorry.
Hope you're okay with that.
Yes.
Hello?
That's so fucked up.
Like, at the time, I didn't really, like, think that much of it because we were kind of trying to distance ourselves from that person. And we were
at the time.
Yeah, well, yeah, and we were just kind of, like, minding our own business. But, like, truly, I cannot imagine actively lying to someone for weeks.
Also, especially someone you supposedly, like, like.
Yeah, and you're, like, interested in.
Yeah.
It's just really bizarre.
So also, I'd be like, if you're happy to lie to me at this stage, then like,
yes,
what would you be?
What else are you lying about?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Unravels so fast.
Yes. Yeah. If you are a polyamorous person, by the way, do practice putting in your bio, like, I don't know, the truth about you being polyamorous and like disclose that up front.
Like,
people should have the opportunity to opt in or opt out of that.
Yeah.
Like from the jump.
I don't necessarily like enjoy like bios and stuff too, but like they are a safe, a protective factor. Yeah. Like that's
well,
like,
and they're important.
Yeah. Also like, you know, people are allowed to have preferences.
Yes.
Also like,
it's just really not that hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like bios are a great place to also do the like opting in, opting out thing.
Yes.
For people who are not going to be a good fit for you either.
Also, why waste your own time like dealing
with that's the other thing that's odd to me about, especially like polyamorous people who date monogamous people, like almost exclusively.
Yeah.
Is that like, in my experience, that doesn't lead anywhere good.
Ever. Yeah.
I'm sure that some people are able to do it, but I don't know. I just struggle to sort of understand how that is like, how does that work? How does that fit together?
That's what I always wonder too. Yeah.
You know? Because the other thing that comes up for me too when that happens is like, okay, so even if this person is okay with you having other partners, what does that look like then for like the relationship escalator aspect of things?
Yeah, like
is this person going to be hurt if you don't go to their family gatherings for the holidays?
Yes.
Is this person going to be hurt if you don't want to meet their family, or that they're not allowed to, or your family's not allowed to meet you because you have a whole other family?
Literally.
Right? Like how do we put those pieces together and like, are we having conversations
also
about
especially
that?
Adding kids into the mix?
Yeah. Is this person just like okay with you being kind of like not fully like escalated into their life in that like very monogamous way? Or like, you know what I'm saying?
Because even as a person who is polyamorous, like it's still like the relationship escalated. Like it feels weird to not have like a goal or like somewhere to be going.
No, it's so hard.
Like just being stagnant.
I learn that all the time.
Like being stagnant in a relationship is kind of a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Like I don't think people really realize how ingrained it is in us. That like
we have to be escalating in seriousness.
Like, like especially like after you have sex and you've like done all the like cutesy first date shit, then it's like, now what do we do?
Cutesy first date shit.
Or like not cute, you know what I'm saying? Like what?
You're just making it sound like you meet someone and have sex with them on their first date and that's like standard fare for your first date.
I mean like, I'm sorry, let me clarify. I mean
if you have game like that, that's none of my business.
No. But. what I'm imploring you to understand is no, like the cutesy
Aaron's
getting to know
each other. Fucking all of Tucson.
No, I'm not. I promise you, I'm not. I'm so not. I promise you. I know, like the like cute getting to know each other phase, the like getting past the initial, like letting the NRE kind of wear off and wane.
Yeah.
And then you got the giggles today, don't you?
I'm sorry, that was funny.
Mr. and Mrs. Gigglesworth over here.
It's mixed to you, sir. I'm sorry.
After you get past like the initial NRE phase, though, the first date shit. I didn't mean first date stuff.
I know what you meant, yeah.
You know what I meant.
I do. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
It's just a silly little ha-ha.
But yeah, no, I think especially after that, too, you don't realize you're like, well, now, like, what do we do next? Like, that's a hard thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, you like, have to fight the urge to be like, now what?
Yes, exactly. You know? Like, we're not moving in together, you know?
Yes. Well, and it is kind of, I think, a more understood thing within the polyamory community that, you know, meeting each other's families and being integrated to that degree is not a given because a lot of people aren't like open with their families.
That's another good point
about
too.
Being polyamorous,
true.
Right? Like, I don't know that that's a realistic expectation for some people.
Yeah.
And so it is kind of like, it's just more understood that like, it's not about me, right? Like my feelings are not hurt by you not offering for me to meet your parents or like, you know, to go to your Christmas dinner. It's not because you're like embarrassed of me or whatever. It's just because there's like, there are logistical challenges to us being in the relationship structure that we're in. And so I'm just happy to have the time with you that I have.
That's what I always think too, is one thing, you know? Is like you just cherish getting to know that person.
Yes.
And
But it is very much like a perspective shift that I don't think I would have if I hadn't like done all of this work in like, you know, choosing to immerse myself in polyamory.
Yeah.
So like when you are a polyamorous person dating a monogamous person, like, do you guys have to talk about that? Or like, are we like letting it ride until it comes up? You're just waiting until it becomes an issue or what?
At least for me too, it's like this weird thing too, where like the idea of being someone's like everything too is like, because like stressful. Typically in monogamous relationships, like each person becomes each other's like whole, not whole world, but like whole world to some degree, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, there's that, that's a fair summary.
But I will say like as being polyamorous, like it's kind of like it's something freeing and kind of nice about like not being someone's everything.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so.
Like
that you can like, just like appreciate each other for the effort and time that you can add to each other's lives and that's it.
And like you get to like, you're not necessarily going to be there for like all the big moments or like all the things.
Yeah.
But like you still get to enjoy it, like revel in that with them. But like also at the same time, like someone else would be doing that with them too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's just, it comes like, up interesting... a lot. That conversation comes up a lot with within like polycules about like birthdays and stuff.
Oh, that's
right?
A good one.
Like how do we divvy that up?
Yeah. You can't divvy up a day. Yeah, exactly.
You
know,
like what do you do?
Yeah.
And so it is kind of like an evolving conversation that obviously everybody finds their own solutions to. But no, I mean, I think again it's just like a more understood thing within polyamory that I'm really curious, like how are you navigating that with your monogamous partners, or like does it just never get to that point?
Can you imagine having that many partners? Like there's gotta be a birthday every fucking
month.
Oh
my god, that's a lot of gifts.
That's a lot of cake. I wonder, I mean, I'd like to think at some point there's a conversation to be had, or like,
I don't know. Some people are really into gifts.
That's true though,
Because we're unique in that aspect.
Yeah.
We really do not like gifts.
We are like experience and food. We're food
people. Yeah, we're food people.
We're food people.
Yeah, also like receiving things activates a lot of anxiety for both of us, so.
Yeah, thanks parents.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Do you want to watch some more funny TikToks?
Yes, of course I do.
Okay.
Also, I have to piss, but I'm holding it.
Okay.
Because I will be a piss girl. I like when the TikToks are funny and don't have music with them.
Mm-hmm. When I first watched this, this TikTok did not have the comments turned off, but it does now. So
something must have happened.
It's not necessarily funny, but I do think it's an interesting conversation. Do you have spoons for it? Or do you want to watch something funny instead?
No, let's do spoons. Okay. Well, let's do spoons. I have spoons. I have spoon.
Luckily, I have purse.
I have purse. Oh, we're eating celery. That's.
Do you and your anchor partner have different rooms? And how do you navigate having other partners / lovers over? Yeah, so my anchor partner and I do have our own separate bedrooms, and I also just want to name the class privilege that's associated with being able to afford multiple bedrooms, and that I recognize this is not an accessible reality to many people, and that having access to a multi-bedroom home does in some ways make practicing polyamory easier for my anchor partner and me. My anchor partner and I shared a room from the time we were 19 in 2012 to 2020. And there were 6 months in 2019 when I moved in with some family friends while my anchor partner and I figured some things out and went through our transition from being polyamorous in theory to polyamorous in practice. It was during this time that we realized that having our own bedrooms felt really good for both of us for multiple reasons, including our opposite sleep schedules, the way we want our rooms maintained, the way we want them decorated, and also when it comes to having multiple connections. When we were practicing polyamory while living in our small one-bedroom apartment, we were practicing parallel polyamory, so we had an agreement that we wouldn't bring dates or people over to the home when either of us were there, and we also had an agreement about not bringing other people into our shared bed. And now we're in a home where we have our own bedrooms, and we're practicing kitchen table polyamory, so we often have our other people over in the space while we're home. And it took a few years of transition to get to the place we are right now with it. Initially, we had an agreement about like not being physically intimate with people when either of us were home. But as we've built more trust and safety, those boundaries have been able to shift. And now we don't currently have boundaries around what we do with other people in our respective rooms while either of us are home. Generally, we're just respectful of each other and think about how everyone involved feels. There were also a lot of conversations that happened prior to sharing space with multiple partners or multiple metas. And whenever I'm going to be bringing anyone new into the space, I'll check in with my anchor partner about any needs or boundaries that they have, and I'll also check in with whoever I'm going to be bringing into the space about any needs or boundaries that they have. Currently, my anchor partner's partner stays over at our house 2 nights a week. And I absolutely love my meta and really look forward to the nights that they come to the house. We're dedicated to building queer family together and are honestly pretty wholesome. Sometimes when they come over, I'll make dinner for us and we eat all together before the two of them have their own time. And on Saturday mornings, if I'm home, I usually make all of us breakfast. Having my own room allows me not to feel displaced when my partner has their partner over. And I have my sanctuary and my safe space where I can invite people in or spend time alone and tend to myself. Thank you for asking.
I don't know why they have the comments turned off. It seems like...
This is like a pretty wholesome...
That's what I was just thinking too. I think that was actually a really great explanation.
Yeah.
I think
What are your thoughts about this though? Because I think I have a slightly different opinion than the creator about this. Not in a shady way, but like...
I don't think... Just the way our house is set up too. Like, yeah. The idea of having like separate rooms, like I hate, but also like I can respect it for sure.
No, yeah, I get it. I just don't know that I would like that.
Yeah, I think I'd be more open. God, you know, you say something until you're like experiencing it too. Yeah,
valid.
Also, you're like way more protective of our home.
Yes.
Then yeah. I think I am, or like you view it differently than I do.
Yeah.
It's like a safety thing for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, an aspect of that is also the content creation.
Of course. Right. Of course.
That like if our address gets leaked, then we're fucked.
Yeah.
Because also the reality is that we can't afford to buy a new house.
That's what I was about to say too. Yeah. Like
if we ever got doxxed, we are so thoroughly fucked.
Yeah. I think that's the thing too about the privilege of being able to live in a house with multiple mm-hmm. rooms and stuff too. I guess it depends on how it was laid out too, as weird as that sounds.
No, that's so true.
But I do really like I think that's another thing too. Is like the evolution of boundaries, and like as you grow and earn trust, then like they do kind of. I mean, and I think this is with most relationships. Like,
I would say so.
They kind of like walls and stuff that may have been put up, or like are there to provide safety, and comfort.
Yeah,
like will eventually kind of you know like fade they, away.
Yes,
And like lines do get blurred, and I think that's like a good healthy. I think that's like an encouraging thing.
I think so too. We talked about this in the beginning part of our relationship too, which, you know, I think we addressed this on a past episode that we had like kind of a trust rupture situation, right? Where like some boundaries got crossed.
Totally.
And our initial, or at least my initial response was to try to be really legalistic about like boundaries and expectations. And like, we cannot veer outside of these boxes, but all it did was destabilize us more. It made me feel more unsafe in our relationship than the opposite. And like, I can fully relate to this idea that like, as you build more trust in your relationship, there's less and less of a need for these like strictly spoken and abided by rules, but rather a general understanding that we're going to make our best effort to behave with respect and care for everybody involved.
It's like a fear. Well, and also too, we both have a fear of being out of control.
Absolutely.
And so like boundaries, you're not supposed to use them to control people, but like they are a good way to do your best to try and control your environment.
It's when a fear
in reality,
thing.
Like it's really fucking, it's damn near impossible. Yeah. It is kind of useless, to try and control your environment like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's that thing too, where like, especially like going from polyamory in practice to polyamory in theory.
In theory, yeah,
to practice, are like two very different things. And I think that's the thing about it too, is unless you, as you encounter things, like, as you encounter different scenarios and like move through, like there's kind of no way to do polyamory and not have it lead to like
unexpected
because like eventually like just the reality of it is like someone's boundary will get
I don't know if you guys can hear that. Sorry, there is something.
I think they're moving furniture.
Something happening in the hallway.
But there's just like a reality to it that like boundaries will get crossed and stepped on, and I think that's the most important thing about it too, is how the person who is like upsetting the boundaries like does to repair like the repair attempts that are made. And like just like that person was talking about too, like having your own space to go back to your own security and safety.
Yeah.
And kind of like
a little sanctuary.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I can relate to that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on it? Or what?
This is the thing that's kind of hard about it, is that in theory, I appreciate the idea, but in practice, I feel like I would be so sad to not have like a shared space with you in a bedroom though.
Yeah.
Because also like our house, just the way that it is structured, like, first of all, it's not quite a shotgun style. It's not like where you actually have to walk through somebody's bedroom to get to the other rooms.
Oh, but essentially, like, there's no, like, all the rooms are right next.
Yes, all the bedrooms share a wall.
Yeah.
So even if we did have separate bedrooms, first of all, somebody would get the master and somebody would not, which always feels inherently. I would be mad. But second of all, if we...
I would give you the master. Let's be real.
I mean, that's very sweet. But also, like, it would feel sad.
I feel because, like, there'd be no way that it would feel fair.
Yeah. I feel like the only way that we would actually be able to realistically navigate that is if we moved.
And we had a bedroom for ourselves. And that's the first thing that came to my mind is, like, well, what about our space?
No, exactly.
Especially because we have it so decorated so perfectly. And yes. It's like,
well, that was, like, you know, when she was talking about how they have different sleep schedules and different decorating preferences, I was like, no, ours are the same.
Yes.
It would be so funny to be like winding down and watching our little shows and stuff at the end of the night, and they'd be like,
have okay, a good bye. Night. See you later, pal.
Hang out with me.
But I think that makes sense though too, like being more comfortable with having, like, that's not like, that thought, isn't that weird to me?
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. And I think it's just why that, like, we're polyamorous.
Yeah, yes. That's true. Practically, I don't think it's like a realistic expectation for us at this point.
Totally.
But especially as, like, you know, my relationships, like I've gotten more that I've gotten more comfortable in it, and that we've had more conversations about like shared space and you like meeting each other and all of that. Yeah. It does feel less and less weird. The idea of just like hanging out with them also, and too, that you're there, and like, I don't think that would be that big of a deal.
It is can inherently be a wholesome thing. Like, yeah. I think that's the other thing too. It's not some like sex crazed fucking.
Yeah.
I think there's always this like undertone that like, oh, being polyamorous, you're just some fucking nympho sex fueled animal.
Obviously,
who can't be ravenous.
Yeah. And also that obviously you're doing this because you want to have sex with as many people as possible. Like that's not the reality. Not, like, that's just not.
I don't got spoons like that. I don't got spoons like that.
Well, and also too, I think it's funny how people will do this with polyamory. They'll have this expectation or judgment about. Obviously, all of this is, you know, charged with an inherent sexual energy.
It must be only because you want to have sex.
But it's not weird for people to understand that in a monogamous relationship, you might not be expecting or like thinking about sex all the time.
No.
Like having your boyfriend or girlfriend or partner over to your house doesn't mean that you're going to have sex with them every time.
No, I would imagine, like, you also know? Too, like, that's the most straightest shit I've ever heard is, like, we're only hanging out or, like, being together if we're having sex.
Yes.
And otherwise, like, that's also not friendship.
No.
Like, are you actually friends with the person you're, like, in a relationship with? That's where I get too. Because, like,
I want to watch little snackies and cuddle and watch TV.
Yeah, and
you
fucking,
know?
Literally,
I
and, like, hang play out. Video games and fucking fuck off and make jokes.
Play
and,
our silly little games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the shit I don't understand. Like, why would it not, like, why would a relationship with anyone else be any different?
Especially because, like, physical intimacy and closeness can exist without a sexual context. Like, it often does.
It often does. Like, friends?
Most often, I would say it does.
Yes.
You know? Like, there's no reason that you can't be cuddling with your friends, but also that, like, you know, I'm, like, cuddling with you a good amount of the time, right? Like, we're sharing physical intimacy in the
platonic
form of affection,
yes.
But it's not, like, inherently sexual.
Literally. Also, like, too, like, then people would just be fucking their friends, like, have no ability to not have sex with their friends?
Yes.
Like, which, it doesn't work like that.
No, exactly. I mean, first of all, I do think we should, like, destigmatize people having sex with their friends.
Totally.
Also, I don't think we need to have, like, such a serious attitude about sex. And I'm not saying everybody needs to adopt this in their own lives.
No.
I'm just saying, like, for us, I feel like people can get really, like...
It's, like, very puritanical.
Yeah. That, like, it's just sex. It's fine. It doesn't have to mean anything unless we ascribe a meaning to it.
Also, sex can be a protecting factor for, like, mental health and, like...
Yes.
Fucking...
Yes. I feel like that should be, like, a thing that's, like, really not that big of a deal.
Literally, yes.
You know? I don't know. This is why we're polyamorous, though, because we have sort of diverging
attitudes.
Because
someone might be thinking, like, oh, my God, I can't believe, but, like, also, like, also, too, like, a lot of, like, it's not that serious, either.
No,
like,
I don't think so.
And this is
not
why
to
I
me
think
anyways.
Setting, like, the ability to set boundaries and be honest and look within.
Yeah.
And check in, like, having check-ins with yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Is so important, because, like, you can navigate a lot of situations.
Yeah.
If you're able to communicate what you want and, like,
and
what
you're feeling.
And be honest
about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, pretty, I think that's the thing we've learned the most is, too, especially with, like, couples therapy and stuff.
Yeah.
Is, like... Like, just talk to your partner.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, too, to be fair, we are sort of privileged in that regard because being able to be honest like that hinges on, like, the necessity for your partner to be a safe person who's willing to receive that.
That's okay. Honestly, that's fair. I had not thought about that. That is kind of a privilege.
Because, like, I don't have to think about whether you're willing to receive my honesty and vulnerability. You always are.
I think that's the thing, too, we find as we, like, grow older and fucking see other people venture into polyamory and stuff too is like, I wonder, I'm like, do you have your partner's best interest, or like, it just sometimes it comes from like such a place of selfishness
and a scarcity thing
and like you know, That's kind of hard. Odd. And I, like, obviously I struggled with that too. Like, I won't lie. Like, I'm hardly above fucking normal.
Polyamorous people get jealous still.
Yeah. But I think it's just like, after like moving through it and working through a lot of that stuff, it's just so funny to see people kind of do the same thing, but then like be committed to it.
Yeah.
And like not open to feedback or like not open to being there for their partner, like their partner's needs.
Yes.
It's kind of a hard, it's just like when it's you see people in monogamous relationships too, where it's very much like, you are just here as a means to an end, or like a societal pressure to be in a relationship. Like,
yeah, you just want a person. Because being alone,
obviously, is the worst thing that could happen to anybody. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not true, obviously. Yeah. But, I mean, I think that's a nice way to wrap up. Let me see if I have one more funny TikTok to wrap up today. Okay.
I don't think he went to school nowhere. If he went to school, he didn't learn nothing.
Nothing.
He didn't learn nothing.
Oh, man.
That's you at work all the time.
Yeah, it is.
For
it
real. Is. I'm so thankful that I don't have coworkers, because that would be me too, though.
Oh, that one and the...
We're both very judgmental about doing things the right way.
There's a right way to do things.
At work, there's a right way to do things.
At work, there's a right way to do
things. And it's the way that inconveniences me the least.
That's true. I am a bitch to work with. I am
but
a pain
also
in the
you're
ass.
Like really good at your job though.
So
you know, yeah, it's the triangle thing.
It's the triangle
you
thing.
You pick two.
I know nothing. Little kids say the fucking funniest shit.
Oh, I love that. Man. The luckily I have purse literally, and that little kid are gonna be the new vocal stems. Oh, he ain't learned nothing.
Speaking of vocal stems.
Are you ready to wrap the episode?
I'm about to piss my pants.
Sleepy. Okay. Oh, you're about to pee your pants. Oh, my God. I thought you were tired.
Man, I have been holding it for... I am piss girl right
now. Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
With my powers combined.
Thank you, guys, for coming. We love you the most. If you want to support us, you can like the episodes and do all of the things. And that's it. We'll see you guys for the next one. Okay, bye.
Go piss girl.